This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the extradition of 2008 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawwur Rana from the United States is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the government to bring back all those who have misbehaved with the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said it is a great achievement for the country that Tahawwur Rana will face a trial in the Indian court.
मोदी सरकार का प्रयास है कि जिन लोगों ने भी भारत की जमीन, भारत का सम्मान और भारत के नागरिकों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार भी किया है, वो हमारे कानून के जद में लाना चाहिए। और मैं मानता हूँ राणा की यहाँ वापिस आना ये मोदी सरकार की कूटनीति का बहुत बड़ी सफलता है।
Mr. Shah's comments came amid reports that Rana is expected to be brought to India in a special flight today. The Home Minister also criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, accusing him of spreading rumor on the Citizenship Amendment Act. India is set to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft from France. The deal will be formalized in the coming weeks. According to the defense sources, out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirements of the Indian Navy. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the new Aadhaar law will be harmonized with the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023, keeping user interest at the center. He said that there were several gaps in the legal structure when the Aadhaar Act was enacted, but today those gaps have been filled up. He stressed on bringing a modern version of the Aadhaar Act, which focuses on users at the center of the entire legislation. President Draupadi Murmu, on a state visit to Slovakia, held one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks with her Slovakian counterpart, Peter Pellegrini, in Bratislava yesterday. The two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interest. They also witnessed the exchange of two MOUs. One is on cooperation in the field of MSMEs between India's National Small Industries Corporation Limited and the Slovak Business Agency, and another is on cooperation between the Sushma Swaraj Institute of Foreign Service and the Slovak Ministry of Foreign and European Affairs. India and the United Kingdom have reaffirmed their commitment to continue collaboration in the financial services sector, fintech and digital economy. Both the nations held the 13th Economic and Financial Dialogue in London yesterday. The Indian delegation, led by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, held high-level discussions with the UK delegation, led by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves. In a major development, United States President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for all but China. In a social media post, he said the 90-day breather will apply to reciprocal and 10% tariffs. The U.S. president said he was authorizing a 90-day pause as part of his tariff plan, but was also raising the tariff rate for China to 125% effective immediately. Mr. Trump said, based on the lack of respect that China has shown to world's markets, he was raising the tariff charged to China by the U.S. He gave respite to the 75 other nations that he had imposed discounted reciprocal tariffs last week. Earlier yesterday, China retaliated with an 84% tariff on all goods imported from the U.S., which came into effect from midnight last night. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 58 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night, chasing a target of 218 runs. Rajasthan were all out for just 159 runs in 19.2 overs. Earlier, after being put to bat, Gujarat posted a commanding total of 217 for 6 in the allotted 20 overs. In badminton, Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu, Priyanshu Rajawat and Kiran George sailed into the singles pre-quarterfinals of the Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu will face Akane Yamaguchi of Japan in the second round of women's singles this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.